Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. NewCityMiracles.com, at TitansMCM. It is Monday, January 9th. It is 8:53 a.m. For some reason, Todd Downing still has not been fired, at least not to our knowledge. So that is already a failure for this offseason. Hopefully they will rectify that before the day is over today. Obviously the Titans went to Jacksonville and lost on Saturday night. They played better than the Jags. They were the better team on the field, and they lost. They lost on a call that might have been wrong. It might have been an incomplete pass. I don't know. It was really close. It was the quickest replay in the history of the world, and seemed like it might have warranted a little bit more of a look, but the NFL decided that it did not. The refs were pretty bad, but I mean, you know, the call that really killed the Titans was the Chig Okonkwo hold on the long Derrick Henry run. But that was absolutely the right call. I mean, Chig held him. It was one of those things where I saw it as the play went by him, and I kept waiting for the flag logo thing to pop up at the bottom of the screen, and it didn't. And so I was like, all right, they missed it. And then, you know, I heard the announcer say it's a flag and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, listen, it was a fitting end to a season that just overall sucked, right? I mean, to go from 7-3 to 7-10, to have, I don't know, like, it was just brutal week in and week out to watch. And here's what I'll say. I'm not afraid of the Jaguars. I think Trevor Lawrence is fine. I don't think he's great. I think if he's a great quarterback, he doesn't miss some of the throws he missed in that game. I don't love that he's getting his playoff feet wet this season. That was one of my arguments. Actually, it wasn't one of my arguments. I give Philip Bates credit for that one. He made it on Twitter Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon, I think. But it was a really great point. I mean, you know, there's something to that, right? There's something to him getting that experience and all that kind of stuff that you didn't really like seeing. I think he's fine. I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he's probably the best quarterback in the division right now. Well, not probably. He's the best quarterback in the division right now. We'll see what happens with Ryan Tannehill. That's the thing. I mean, like, this team has a million different decisions to make this offseason. There's always a lot of decisions in an offseason for an NFL team, but this team this year specifically feels like they've got more than more decisions than they do most years. Starting off, they got to hire a GM. You know, they didn't win a game after they fired John Robinson. They didn't win a game after Todd Downing got a DUI. For some reason, Todd Downing's got to call plays. And that's the other thing. Like, listen, I like Mike Vrabel. I think Mike Vrabel has done a really good job as the coach of this team. Mike Vrabel bears some responsibility for continuing to let Todd Downing call plays. Mike Vrabel bears some responsibility for Dennis Daly being run out there week in and week out. Mike Vrabel bears some responsibility for the absolutely idiotic play calls, including the play where they threw the ball to Traylon Burks and he was supposed to lateral it across the field. Listen, you know, it was there, right? It was there. Here's the problem. The whole execution of the play has to work, right? And to ask a rookie wide receiver who's playing in his 11th, and I don't really care who the wide receiver was, to ask any player to catch that ball, to lateral it all the way across the field, and for that to expect that to go off without a hitch, it's mind-blowing. In a game that you have to win or your season's over, like, and that, I mean, listen, I've got a million issues with Todd Downing, and some people are like, well, the offensive line, what do you want him to do? Look, I get that. But, like, Todd Downing has zero feel for a football game. Like, there are, I mean, just so many different times where it's like Derrick Henry rips off a big run and they drop back to pass. Derrick Henry is off the field on third and shorts. Well, that's part of our package. Well, change your package. Come on. Like, that was Vrabel's thing. Was like, well, we got packages and blah, blah, blah. That's dumb. That's dumb. I'm sorry. And that's on you, Mike. That's on you for not being like, hey, third and two, get the big man on the field. I mean, it's just stuff like that I just don't understand. I mean, the play calling the other night, I think there were 28 first down plays, and they ran it 24 of them. I think that two of the passes, something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, maybe it was different. I think they threw 6 or 8 first down passes, and a couple of them came like on that last drive when the game was over. They had to throw the ball. They just kept running on first down. I think they averaged under 2 yards a carry on those first down runs. Like, what in the world are you doing? What are you doing? And it doesn't even have to be like I get why you don't want to throw. I get why you don't want long developing plays. I mean, you saw what happened. He dropped back. Guy gets hit from behind. You know, that's what lost the game for him. But there are things you can do. There are quick hitting passes. There are quick play fakes that you can do. There are RPOs. I mean, there's all this kind of stuff that you can do, especially with a quarterback like Josh Dobbs, who, I mean, listen, for everything that Dobbs did or didn't do, like, the thing that you can appreciate about Josh Dobbs is he understands the offense. He understands what the defense is doing. He knows where to go with the football. Now, he has limitations as far as accuracy, arm strength, all that kind of stuff, but he's going to get you into a good play. He's going to throw the ball where he's going to go. He's going to see a guy. If he sees the guy coming on a blitz, he's going to identify the hot route. He's going to hit that guy. He did that multiple times the other night. So that's why I say, like, you've got to let him throw a few of those, even just short throws on first down. You know, if you pick up six, it's better than two, right? Math. So I don't know. I just, like, it's frustrating that they lost. I was pissed off Saturday night when they lost. And the Jaguars fans are such idiots, and I hate them, and I don't want anything good for them ever. But, like, at the end of the day, like, it's kind of merciful that season is over. It was hard to watch week in and week out. Even in the 7-3, it was hard to watch. I mean, especially, obviously, for these last 7 weeks, where they just, you know, just lost every time out and looked terrible and had a new weird thing happening. More injuries, all that kind of stuff. And so, look, like I said, there's a million questions we got to answer. They got to answer. Offensive line. I mean, like I said, there's so many different things that they're going to have to figure out. One of the things on that list needs to be wild injuries. They cannot just run back this stuff with the same strength and conditioning staff, the same offensive coordinator we've already talked about, that's the biggest thing, and then the same special teams coordinator. Like, special teams was terrible all year, has been terrible since Aukerman's been here. Downing was a disaster in Oakland, was bad last year, was bad this year. Like, come on. Got to get rid of him. And the strength and conditioning stuff, like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, part of it, when you draft a guy that had two back surgeries, when you draft a guy coming off of an ACL, which, I mean, that one actually worked out, right, Jeffrey Simmons, and that was probably the reason that John Robinson thought he could continue to bring in hurt guys. When you sign, when you give a guy $80 million, Bud Dupree coming off of an ACL, like, sometimes, and aging players, like, those things, injuries happen more often, but the Titans use the most players in the league for the second year in a row. Constant guys getting hurt. That's not bad injury luck. At some point, you've got to evaluate what else is going on to cause that, and it has to be something nutrition, strength. I don't know. I'm not in the building. I'm not smart enough to know that, but these guys should be. And so these are all things that are going to have to be answered. So Titans, Jacksonville lost. Jacksonville won the AFC South. They're in the playoffs. Titans aren't. Titans have the 11th pick with the Saints loss. It looked for a long time like Saints were going to win. Titans were going to get 10, but they got the 11th pick. So obviously we're going to have so much more on that, but hopefully at some point today we get the news that Todd Downing has been fired. Like I said, it's 9:01 now on Monday morning, and I have not seen news yet that Downing has been fired, but hopefully we get that at some point today. So that'll do it for today. Like I said, follow me at JMorrisMCM, MuseumMiracles.com, at TitansMCM. Thanks so much for listening, and hopefully we will be back either at some point later today or tomorrow with news of a couple of coordinators being out the door. Have a great day, everybody.